paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
It's a little longer every time I wave goodbye. Hi. Sentimental breakdown. You know I break down a lot.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you,
love you.
I need you,
need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
10:51, Phil Minicky and 720 WGN. Oh, I love those songs. Joining us is a favorite. He's Chicago's rock star. Welcome back to 720, our good friend Jim Peterick. How are you doing, Jim?
Thanks, Phil. I'm doing great. Living the dream, I'll tell you. It's so great to be back playing shows.
Oh, I can imagine. Before we get going, I want to thank you. You were on the very first show I ever did here at WGN about a year ago, and I was new to the talk radio thing, and you made it so easy on me, and I want to thank you for that, okay?
Well, you're easy to, talk to, so don't underestimate yourself, brother.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. So, you got some shows coming up, like you said. First one I see is the Ides of March, right?
Yep. Rockin' Wheels in Addison, August 5th. I mean, I'm your vehicle, baby. It's a natural for Rockin' Wheels, right?
Absolutely.
And that's in Addison, and you can find out all the information on theidesofmarch.com, and we'll rock it out.
Very cool. Next, Cornerstones of Rock. Talk to me about this.
Well, this has been a franchise that we never realized it would have such legs. I mean, the first one we did was like 2014, and it was just a huge success in WTTW and Joe Thomas and the whole soundstage thing. And every year, it just gets bigger and bigger. And, of course, Ron Onesti has really taken us under his wing, and we're doing so many of our shows at the Arcata or one of his other venues. You know, Ron, he gets around. But
yes,
it's a wonderful,
does.
You know, with the Crying Shames, the Shadows of Night, Jim Sons in the New Colony 6, Ides of March, Buckingham's, Ronnie Rice. It's just ridiculous. It's
legendary
so much fun.
Chicago bands, and that's so cool to see.
Yeah.
And that show is in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, August 12th, right?
Well, that's one of them. And then we also have the Cornerstones of Rock at the Arcata as well.
That's the 29th.
And check that out. And that's August 29th.
Right.
Wait, August 29th is the Arcata. Uh-oh, I better check my facts here.
Yeah, it's okay.
Anyway.
Now, you're getting together with Carl Giammarisi. That's so cool, of the Buckinghams.
You know, I call it the Beauty and the Beast tour. You know, he's obviously the handsome guy, and I'm the rocker. But it's quite a great combination, and we have a blast. We did a show at the Genesee, and it was so successful that now we're doing it at City Winery coming up, like, real soon.
That's August 16th. That's going to be
a
great setting.
I have to check all my sources, but... it's Colin Peterick joins us on keyboards, and Bruce's Buckingham's keyboardist, Bruce Soloff. Carl's keyboard man, Bruce Soloff. And it's a really great chemistry, the two of us together.
That's a show to see, as all the others. And then there's an Ides of March show in Milwaukee in September on the 23rd. So you're really, really busy. That's awesome to see. It's got to feel great, right?
You know, it really does. You know, it's like not flexing a muscle. We're ready to rock it. We've been rehearsing all throughout the bad months, and we just sprung into the world totally ready.
That's cool. Good to hear. You've worked with so many people over the years. There's, you know, we don't have enough time for all of this. I'm going to mention some of them. 38 Special, Sammy Hagar, The Beach Boys, Doobie Brothers, REO Speedwagon, Cheap Trick, Dennis DeYoung, Robert Lamb most recently. Any favorites of the guys that you've worked with?
It depends who's listening to the show. But actually, yeah, I love them all. Dennis is a real stitch. He lives about a block and a half away from me. And, you know, we wrote many songs for his two albums that came out in the last year and a half, 26 East. And I'd literally walk over to his house with ideas and a guitar. And we would record. So that's been a real joy. Sammy Hagar, you can't get a better rocker. He is just rock and roll personified. And he has millions and millions of dollars, and I really respect that.
Yes, he does. who do you want to work with next? There's got to be somebody that you've wanted to work with that you never quite did. Who is that person?
Well, it's a pipe dream, but it would be Paul McCartney, Sir Paul.
Oh, wow.
Who knows, you know? Another great writer that has written some of my favorite songs is Burt Bacharach, whose whole catalog in the 60s, it's just astounding. So who knows?
Stay tuned, right?
Right on.
All right, I have to mention the purple hair. He had to be really, really pissed off because during the pandemic, everyone's got blue hair and like purple hair, and you're like, hey, that was my idea, right? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you couldn't get a trademark on the purple hair, but I know that I was one of the first at 11 years ago when I was with my hair guy, Ross Bartolome at Salon Hype.
Okay. Stop right there.
And
so...
we came up with blue. No, there are too many older ladies that have blue hair. We don't want that. How about purple? Yeah.
Jim Peterick is so cool, everybody. He's got a hair guy. Are you kidding me?
I also have a clothes guy, and he makes all my clothes.
That's a rock star. I'm so jealous. Unbelievable. What's next for Jim Peterick?
Well, it's, you know, rehearsing for the shows coming up and writing songs with Robert Lamb for the new Chicago album. I just finished a demo of one just this afternoon, and hoping he wants to finish it with me, because Chicago is one of my hero bands. I mean, early Ides of March, we were coming up the charts. Make Me Smile came out the same day as Vehicle.
What?
That shows you how tight we've been.
Wow. That's a long history.
Yeah.
That's a long history. We got about a minute left. Give us one story that people may not know about Jim Peterick.
Nope. Oh, my God. We need more than a minute, you know. Well, I used to be a fat kid in high school and with these dark-rimmed glasses, and I was a total nerd. And now I don't have the dark-rimmed glasses, and I hope I'm still not a total nerd. But all the cheerleaders used to make fun of me and a couple of the other Ides of March because we weren't cool. And the jocks, you know, the football players, they were cool. Well, we showed them.
Back to 1970 for Vehicle. One of my favorites as well was the follow-up, L.A. Goodbye. Oh.
Oh, you're a friend of mine. That many people, that's their favorite Ides of March song. Was number one on WLS for 5 weeks. And it was just, people still come up to us and say, that is my favorite Ides of March song. So you hit the nerve there, boy.
There's a lot, and thank you for all the music you've given us over the years, and keep up the good work, please.
And you too, and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep rocking.
And we'll stay in touch for updates, please, all right?
All right. We'll be with you, Phil.
Oh, we hope that you do. Can you imagine Jim Peterick working with Paul McCartney? Wow. Chicago's rock star, Mr. Jim Peterick. All right, from rock to the blues, that's where we're going to go next after we check in with the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Phil Menicki here at 720 WGN.